Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the Daily Bread broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. We've been talking about ways or different methods applied in order to receive divine healing from the Lord. We're speaking of divine healing, where we're asking God to supernaturally intervene to override the physical laws that he has put in motion and to render us the healing that we so should say willingly seek. And so the point again, ladies and gentlemen, is for us to recognize, as I've pointed out in the previous lesson, that there are seven methods that we have found in the scriptures, and we have been perusing them. We have just completed the first one, which was personal faith. And what we find in all of these, ladies and gentlemen, except for one, that you should have a corresponding action with regards to faith. And as a matter of fact, even in that case, you'll find this exception where God unilaterally makes a move. You wouldn't really be in that environment if you didn't have some, you know, I should say, inkling of faith, so to speak. And so what we want to do is go ahead and pursue these again. Now, it is important that you get this clear in your mind that all this information that I'm sharing with you is in the scriptures. Our faith begins with the teachings of the Bible, and it ends with the teachings of the Bible. So there isn't anything outside of the Bible that we're sharing here, all right? And so we want us to make sure we get that clear. Now, our second method of receiving healing from the Lord, divine healing, is where we pray one for another. In the book of James, the fifth chapter, let's turn to it quickly, and you're going to find that, remember, you should be able to quote this verbatim to the enemy when he comes and try to tell you that you are not ill or you cannot receive from the Lord. It says in verse 18, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So we should what? Pray one for another. In the previous case, you were doing this all by yourself. Now, here it is. This is a tougher situation, and you need the assistance of others. So you may have a prayer partner, someone else who you believe like you do, and they believe in the divine healing process. And so you go to them and ask that they assist you. Pray with me about this situation, however you may phrase it. But the point is that you're going to ask them to pray with you or pray for you for that circumstance. Now, that was the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you to understand that as we're going to break through and begin to see the same thing, it's written elsewhere. That was Matthew chapter 5. And let's go to verse 18 and then 19. The focus is on 19, but let's go ahead and look at 18 leading up to it. He says, verily, verily, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, this is verse 19, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father that is in heaven. My Father which is in heaven. All right? So you get clear. He says two of you know. And of course, you're going to find it's really two or more, because he says, for where two or more or three are gathered together. Well, what happens if you have four? Well, you have more. And so the point I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to understand what process we are using when we are going to seek divine healing from the Lord. The approach you're taking is that you expect the Lord to fulfill his words, and therefore you're using that. He has given us the invitation to use these scriptures, these well, you should say, cash these receipts, so to speak, so that you can receive from him. And he just gives us two methods where we pray one for another in, or I should say, two approaches to the same thing, where we pray one for another in James, the 5th chapter, verse 16. And here it is, Matthew chapter 18, 19, where we have generally called this the prayer for agreement, because you have two or more people agreeing about this. And of course, the point is that God says he will do it. That was the promise of Jesus. In the Living Bible, it says in verse 18, and I tell you this, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you free on earth will be freed in heaven. From God's viewpoint, you have already got the freedom. That's the point he's making. So verse 19 says, I also tell you, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask for my Father in heaven, he will do it. He will do it for you, right? For where two or three are gathered together, where two or three gather together, because they are mine, I will be right there among them. So that was a promise Jesus made. Because remember, healing is done by who? That's right, by Jesus. He's the one doing it. We are just instruments on earth. But he's the one who is actually executing this and getting it done. So that was the Living Bible. Let's look at another translation. It says in verse 18 of the New Living Translation, I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. All right, and let's see. Let's get the next verse. I think I skipped one. Okay, there we go. And so, I also tell you this. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. That was verse 19. Verse 20, for where two or three gather together in my, as my followers, I am there among them. So God is making this promise through his person of Jesus Christ. And we now agree and understand that here it is, another way to receive, where two of you are more than one, really, if you want to simplify it that way, and says more than one shall agree on earth, and we're praying for the same thing. Obviously, we're praying for healing because it is divine healing that we are seeking. We're not focused on any other thing than material things and any of that nature and so on, finances and so on. We're talking about your health. And so my point here is that God says he will do it. So that is one of the way to receive. Now let's take it a step further, because there is another method. We just saw, at least completed two in our study, personal faith. And then we have prayer for agreement, or praying one for another. And then back to James, the 5th chapter. And we're going to look at verse, starting with verse 14. Because we need to understand that what God is trying to share with us. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So there is the method of what? Anointing with oil. Now there are many who are very familiar with this. They don't look at the other aspects of it. They always go to the minister, you're going to anoint me. The challenge we have, ladies and gentlemen, that's why some people say, well, it doesn't work. No, it's not that it doesn't work. Is that you rely so much on this other way, yet you refuse to grow, and God expects you to be growing. So there's going to be a time, ladies and gentlemen, when you are supposed to be exercising personal faith. Instead, you're still going to the minister, asking him to anoint you. Well, if that's all the faith you will ever have, well, still do it. But what I'm trying to convey to you is that at some point, we expect you to pass the elementary stages and go on and do more. And so you should be able to not only pray for yourself, but also be praying for others. That's the point I'm trying to get us to see. So anointing with oil is fine. It's one of the methods. But that is, as a matter of fact, there's another translation that conveys the information that those who cannot help themselves. Somebody may be in a coma. They can't talk. They can't move. And so you go and you anoint them. I've done it before. Lady woke up a little over 10 days later, and she said, "Well, did you anoint me when you were when I was?" I said, "Yes, I did." She has a smile and said, "Thank you." She recognized. Now, so my point again, ladies and gentlemen, is for us to understand the different methods that are there. And the point God is trying to convey to us is that we all are supposed to be operating in faith. So yes, you start off with this anointing with oil, but there comes a time when you should be exercising personal faith. In addition, others should be joining with you and praying for you, not leaving everything all on the shoulders of the minister. Yes, he has a big shoulder because God has given him the anointing. But the point is that the church need to get involved and everybody need to be a part of this so that we all then can pray together and receive from the Lord. That is how it's supposed to be. That is what they were doing in the book of Acts chapter 5. And you know, the whole town pretty much really, everybody was just running around getting people who were sick and laid them down at the apostles' feet. Well, the whole church was involved. And you begin to recognize, actually, in the previous chapter 4, they were praying, and what did they do? You know, they said, you know, you let your power come upon us, and, you know, let us see healing in the name of your holy child, Jesus. That's after they had just released Peter, and they went back to the congregation, tell them all that the chief priests and so on had done to them. And so the point again is that everybody is supposed to be praying. Now, everybody is supposed to be involved. That's what I'm trying to convey to us now. Not just one. No, no, you should make a list. And every Sabbath, or whenever you hear about it, about folks who need healing, we pray, you should put that on your list and start to pray for them right away. You don't even need their consent because they have already given it by making a request. And therefore, you should be praying on a regular basis, one for another. In the next method, and the fourth one on the list, is prayer of faith by an administrator. We're going to talk about that in the next chapter. But I just want us to begin to get our feet wet, so to speak. And we just covered three now. The personal faith initiated by an individual, a prayer one for another, and of course the anointing with oil. Those are three of the methods that we have covered so far where you can receive divine healing. And then we're going to see faith by the administrator, and we'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you so much for listening.